Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
All set. Cock locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Rick, you called me this morning, and you said, geez, we haven't had a chance to, you know, chat very much this week. And I said, yeah, it's ever since they started turning the lights off at 5 o'clock, it's really getting tough for me to get all the work done that I'm trying to get done. And we're kind of chuckling about that, and we're talking about it's getting darker. And with daylight savings time, I'm not exactly sure what we're saving, but it seems like there's not as much sunlight during the day for us to get things done. And I don't think I remember it being this dark this soon or so little light. It's overcast, dark, gloomy, not much light to get much done. Nobody wants to do anything because it's so gloomy out. And you were talking about the third eye, Rick, and how we are impacted by the lack of sunlight.
So the third eye was studied in the 70s. We were very interested in what it actually its purpose and function was. Now, it has a number of purposes, but its primary one originally was to regulate the body to light changes with seasonal changes in the light. It adjusted the body for, you know, colds and the types of runny noses that we would have to wash out bacteria, that kind of thing. And with artificial light, it atrophied. And it basically is one of the reasons why all your original societies that didn't use light bulbs or candles were basically driven by tactic tribes and your body rhythm, your biorhythms. Now, what's happening is that with daylight savings time, it has screwed up the inner cycles of a human being to such a point that it is now highly susceptible to diseases that would not have previously been available because of the body's own natural biorhythms, what's called biorhythms. Look it up. You'll see that there are a bunch of different cycles. Sometimes these cycles are in tune with each other, and sometimes they're out of sync with each other. And when they're out of sync, you're not as coordinated as when you are in sync with different biorhythms. And they each have different cycles, so they are sometimes reinforcing each other, and sometimes they're canceling each other. And to have a sense of that, it all comes down to light and the third eye, the biological function of the third eye. That is a paper I wrote in the early 70s that will be prominent in such things as the non-local mind and the mind's eye. The importance of light cannot be understated. That's why all your rituals of solstices and equinoxes were so critical in previous acknowledgments of changes in our seasonal world, and why living here was different than living there. Difference in the color of the woods and the natural dyes in the leaf as they get rigid, if they're deciduous or whatever, to fall from the tree. All of this was part of the body's ability to regulate itself and heal itself, literally. And what all of our technologies have done is moved us further from that. As we get further from it, our ability to heal with natural sources and mind's eye become more limited. And I'm writing about that in my current writings related to why we do CBDs, why we use microdoses of psychedelic mushrooms to improve our ability in healing. And basically, what's happening is altered states of consciousness, the laws of physics change. And how many of us go into many, many different altered states during a given day where the laws of physics change? And light is one of the primary the seasons of the moon, and why lunatic was a word that was used where people go crazy during full moons. One of the things you wanted to talk to me about, or somebody did, is China, and they're wanting to use a satellite to create an artificial moon so they can have daylight or light during darkness periods in China. And that's going to cause a great deal of problems, as I understand them, in natural rhythms of the body and what we call magic and the art of changing consciousness at will. This is going to take us further and further away from ourselves.
Yeah, and you mentioned virtual, and we have, I don't know how we got so dumb, but back in the early 1990s, people were talking about virtual reality. So cool. I mean, what's wrong with real?
Why they call this virtual? The Matrix is because this is most likely your television period where you've done a timeout and dropped yourself into time and space, or an illusionary place that is not real. Like virtual reality, the concept of consciousness and coming back into reincarnation and living different lives is a kind of technology that is our future. And to be able to drop out and have as many times as you want without it costing you anything, because time isn't really real. And to think in terms of lifetimes on Earth and reincarnation and the tunnel of light, this is most likely why they talk about the Matrix as a technology where you're plugged into something and you've dropped out. Now, how do you get back to yourself? That is most likely one of the primary purposes of why you're here right now. That's
I'm
discovery.
I'm here to find out how to get back to me. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
And you try it this way, and it didn't work, so you'll have that kind of a parent. That didn't work. And you'll have this dog, and you'll have that. There is a movie, Christian movie, called A Dog's Life, where it follows the life of a dog into six or seven incarnations, where it comes out as a different dog with a different family, but with the concept of consciousness, like the Dalai Lama. It's a very interesting movie called It's a Dog's Life, and it demonstrates what consciousness and life, as we call consciousness and awareness, and at this juncture, what it is and what it is not. And the other 9/10 of your cerebral cortex, the not I part of self, is the one governing everything. And consciousness is nothing more than a dream state. It's not real. And that is the current direction in physics right now. Realizing that what we are experiencing, there are literal dream states when you're coming out of sleep, lucid dreaming, that has more content to reality and importance to awareness than consciousness does. And our desire to hold consciousness as the single most important thing that there is has to be lost in the forest and the trees. It's we're missing the importance, and light is a sharp part of that whole process. And the third eye, there's a new movie out called Third Eye Spies, and about remote viewing. And I'm watching how the take on things are dramatized in movies, and I have to laugh because I was there to create that and have a completely different idea or relationship to that than what the movies might try to imply. It's all true. Anything you could possibly imagine is true, and even more. That is what made us God's favored.
So in that line of thinking, the climate change and the disappearing of plant species, there's a there's some information on the internet right now that says climate change and human population growth. And it seems like climate change and human population growth seem to be going hand in hand, are putting about 7,000 plant species, plants, not insects this time, but plants, in Africa at risk of extinction. And we're to blame for this.
It isn't a question of blame or fault as much as it is man has a responsibility for the thoughts he chooses to entertain. And until you understand that, you are still a child.
Okay, so the thoughts that we are willing to entertain, and not you, not me, not our class, but people like at General Electric and in Japan at the highest levels of government are saying, you know what, we should have some nuclear power. What are your concerns about what's happening in Fukushima?
You say stage magic is where, you know, they can't, nobody can make you do something you don't want to do, but they can fool you by making you agree to do something silly just for entertainment. And what I'm trying to say is, until you truly know who you are, you're at the whim of other forces out there, and some of them are malevolent.
Okay,
and so, you know, like the movie Malevolence in Walt Disney's movie, the current movie Malevolence, is she bad or good? And the correct answer is yes.
Rick, I think I know who I am. Okay, and so I'm kind of a guy that I've got things I've got to do, and I don't have a cell phone, and I don't have you know, one of these communication devices in my pocket. So if I'm on the tractor, or if I'm on the scaffold, or if I'm cutting down a tree, or if I'm working under or on top of a car, I'm not going to be bothered because I don't have that cell phone with me. I'm doing my thing. I've chosen that lifestyle, and now people are calling, leaving messages saying, yo, I tried to call you and you don't answer your phone. So I am distancing myself from the 24/7 world. Now, do you think that that is a mistake, or do you think that's a...
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management and tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Richard, A-L-A-N, Miller.com, if you'd like to go to the website and buy his books. RichardAllenMiller.com. So, Rick, I've been distancing myself for quite some time now, years, from the 24/7 world. Do you think that that direction that I am deliberately moving in is a good or bad direction based on the technology that's surrounding us?
I think that it's a generational thing, and that your father and your grandfather did the same thing, and that I wouldn't want to be a Gen X or a millennial. I mean, really, their values and their way of living is completely foreign to me. Now, is that good or bad? It's both. It is different. It is a generational thing where if you did it this way, they're going to overreact and do it that way. Now, really, the correct thing is to integrate and find balance in all things and to realize that I remember, as a metaphor, my daughter worked in absolute. She was a Christian, raised as a Christian, and so, Daddy, I love this, and Daddy, I hate that. And I used to remind her that I'll bet I could find something she hated even more, that preferences were a better way of balance than absolutes. And that's the problem that we have with religion and science, and why there is Malcolm in the middle, the balance between the two. It is absolutely no longer Malcolm. We're going to call him today Malcoma. I mean, because what is happening is, well, you know, Malcoma in the middle. It's we're missing the importance of what all saints through history have stressed: the importance of training the mind. Now, most saints out of India talked about bliss states and meditation, where you eliminate all thought. Concentration and meditation, again, are the absolutes on either side, and what you're really trying to do is find a balance between science and religion, between the right and left hemisphere of the brain, between soul and Nibiru, between the concept of cavitation as a way of looking at things. Space and time are not real concepts. What they are constructs of the way we choose to look at things, which makes us human, to be distinguished differently than a cetacean, a mammal that lives in the ocean. The concept of technology with a thumb and fire is quite different for a dolphin that uses sonoluminescence, blowing these little sonar bubbles as a form of cold fusion and pretending they're an art form where they blow circles and play with them before they allow them to go up into the surface of the light and pop into, you know, nothingness again. We do not understand yet what is really going on, and that's what the concept of discovery and the moment is all about. Trying to go from the profane into the sacred. I did not mean to make this a deep philosophical discussion as much as the importance of realizing that science and religion neither have the real answer. The answer is uniquely distinct for each of us and can only be found inside, not outside the body. And so to find fellowship outside the body or to look at sciences of measurement outside the body is part of the illusion of why most of us are lost and will never really in this lifetime have a clue of why we're here. And Rick, that is...
We're going into a break, and we've got Joe in Arkansas on hold. Joe, we will be right with you right after the bottom of the hour break. You're on Class with Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A fifth day of impeachment hearings underway on Capitol Hill. U.S. House Intelligence Committee Chairman and Democrat Adam Schiff claiming that the hearings have revealed that President Trump did push Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden and his son. Top Republicans on the committee, including Devin Nunes, are calling the hearing a bizarre farce, arguing that there was, quote, no actual misdeed. President Trump plans to release his financial records before the 2020 election. That's what he tweeted this morning, saying that he's clean and the records will show that he's much richer than people think. Courts have recently ruled that he must turn over his finances, and the president's appealing that ruling to the U.S. Supreme Court. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume.
USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
That's Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Joe in Arkansas, thank you so much for patiently waiting. You're on the air with Rick. Hey, Joe? You there?
Yeah, you hear me?
5x5, yes.
Okay. Yeah, good morning, guys. I'd like to talk about the trees relating to consciousness and go back to what Rick was just talking about. Actually said some of the things I was going to say about, you know, time, past, and future. And I wanted to ask him if he was familiar with Eckhart Tolle.
Of course. I know him personally. Or did, yeah.
Well, I've just finished three of his books, and I liked them so well that I sent them out to friends and family. And it really helps you to get a grip of being present and realizing there's no future, there's no past, there's only now.
The moment, yes. And what you're trying to do is go from the profane, are we there yet, to the sacred, where it becomes timeless.
Correct.
That's Tolle also, by the way.
Okay. And Vincent, are you familiar with him?
With whom?
No, I'm not, but I got to tell you, there's not much that Rick doesn't know. That's for sure.
Well, I know a little bit about everything, but not a lot about everything. So there it is.
Yeah, I just like to say, it really helps to stay focused on where you are in the now. And going to the trees and consciousness, I live off the grid. I'm out in the woods all the time. And this year, as you've noticed, Vincent and Rick, the leaves did not change color. They turned brown and fell to the ground.
Well, they changed color for about 20 seconds. But yeah,
okay.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
And I have not heard anyone bring that up, that the leaves didn't change this year. So, like you talk about the zombies, everyone's unconscious. They're not conscious of where they are.
Not only are they not conscious of where they are, they have no idea why they're there. And the people, I was talking to Sunny Skidmore last night. She is the owner of KLID AM 1340. And she and I talk a lot, like an hour every night, while she's convalescing. And we were talking about how people don't know their jobs. And I'm now at the point where someone will say to me in a store, "May I help you?" And really, they don't want to help me. They feel that they're obligated to, or they might get fired if they don't ask so many people per hour, "May I help you?" And I'm now at the point where I'm saying, "Of course not. You have purple hair. Why would I want you to help me?" And I really mean that. Because I look at what people are doing with themselves, and I think they are doing all kinds of risky things. If they are willing to paint their hair purple, what else are they willing to do? And why would I trust that person to even touch something that I'm interested in buying, let alone follow their recommendation? And what I'm finding out is if you want to really see how bad things are, just go to a paint department in any of the big box stores and ask some questions. Ask some questions about which paint is better and why. And is it, which one is the best one? Is it the Ultra? Is it the Maximus? Is it the Super? Is it the Platinum? Is it the Gold? Which one actually of these labels is really the best? Is the bottom of the, you know, is the cheapest one the one that says Platinum? Or is the cheapest one the one that says Maximum? Which one is it? Or is it the one that says Ultra? Because we've been twisting the language so much that we can't figure out what's what. And let me give an example. And this is the kiss of death. So I'm going to do it anyway. I heard a radio commercial today that said, and by the way, none of the commercials that you hear on the radio surrounding USA Preparers or our instructors when they're on the air with me have been are part of USA Preparers. Not one commercial is ours. They are all either the radio station or the network's commercials. None of them belongs to us. We used to have 6 minutes per broadcast. I gave them back to the network so we could have more talk time. Okay, so I heard a commercial, and I'm paraphrasing, but I think this is really, really close. Quote, "In America, we have the right to succeed," end quote. No, we do not have a right to succeed. And I can prove it to you. I used to race cars. I didn't have a right to win. I didn't. I had the ability to try, but if the guy in the racing next to me was better behind the wheel or better with the clutch or better with the transmission or better had better engineering or he had more thermodynamic advantage, I probably wasn't going to win. Okay? So maybe I had the right to try in many circumstances, but not every circumstance. But I did not have the right to succeed. So we have twisted our language. We do not have a right to succeed. I might want to have a really magnificent green lawn. I might want, you know, if I lived in a development. I don't have a right to succeed to have a green lawn because I might not have the knowledge, nor the equipment, nor the ingredients to be successful. I do not have a right to succeed. And that's how we're twisting our language. And I object to it. I also object to people who know less than I do, and I'm not bragging, but I would expect that people in stores would actually know what they're doing. So when they ask if they can help me, now my question is, if they don't have green or blue or pink hair, my next question is, can I help you? Can you? Can you help me? Because I'm going to be really surprised if you can. I'm going to be really surprised if a person who works at a store knows more about the thing that I want to buy than I do. I'll be very surprised. I'm not bragging, but I do a lot of research before I buy something. So I pretty much know what I'm trying to do. I'm not there kicking tires having some millennial who knows nothing advise me. Why would I do that? Why? I wouldn't. So, well, I don't know if that answers part of your question or not, but there it is.
Well, back to, you know, what Rick said earlier, and you've heard me say this on your show before, we are on our own.
10-4. We are on our own. Yes. Exclamation point. And really, if I could count on one hand, the people who live around here that I absolutely trust, that would be a lot. That would be a lot. Now, I would expect that most of the people around here, I'm talking about in my neck of the woods, if I called them up and said, listen, I'm stuck on the side of the road. If I had a phone, I would, you know, I'd have to borrow somebody's phone to do that. But if I had access to a phone, hey, I'm stuck at, and I'm at this location. Can y'all help me? I'd be very surprised if more than two people would say, yeah, let me drop what I'm doing. I'll be right over. I'd be surprised. Now, my family would. Mrs. Finelli would. Our boys would. And a couple neighbors would. But for the most part, I'm on my own. I really am. And so is everyone else. We just don't realize it. And if you stop paying the police, they're not coming. If you stop paying the fire department, they're not coming. And if your neighbor doesn't think it's in their interest to help you, they're not coming either.
Well, I want to thank Rick for, his conversation with consciousness. And also, you had Sonny Skidmore on, and that lady has spirit and inspiration. And that's the kind of things that help us.
You know, I want to comment about that, but yes, Sonny, she's 90 years old, and her legs have been cut off. And I'll tell you what I did. I'm gonna open the kimono. I'm kind of annoyed about this. We used to be on her radio station, and we were replaced with another guy. And they don't like this other guy. They really don't, because he's perceived as a cheerleader. Yeah, go, bye. You know, that's what he does. And they don't want that. They really want the kind of broadcast that we do to teach people how to do things. So there is another guy on her radio show who I know. And all I wanted to do was ask him if he would mind just taking that 1 hour broadcast that we did with Sonny Skidmore and just play it verbatim on his show so that the radio station listeners of KLID, AM 1340, Poplar Bluff, Missouri, could actually hear firsthand about Sonny Skidmore and the challenges that she has right now. It's an uphill battle. It's unbelievable. And do you think after two phone calls and two messages that that other broadcaster would call me back?
Wow.
I've given up. I have given up. I can't get another guy whom I know to even call me back and say, oh, man, that was terrible what has happened to her. Yeah, would it be okay if I took your broadcast and rebroadcast it on KLID?
Yeah.
He's there anyway. He's on their station. All he has to do is plug it in. I can't get a call back from him. And I might, and if I lose my temper anymore, I'll even tell you who it is. So here we are, and let me tell you the rest of the story about Sunny Skidmore. She called me 2 days ago. And she said, Vincent, somebody broke into my house. Broke the window and broke into her house. We don't know what's been taking it because Sunny Skidmore is unable to get to her home. And while they were breaking into her house, they stole her outside air conditioning unit. They stole it. What I'm talking about is they took what I believe is her outside heat pump. I'm talking about something that it would take two guys to lift up and carry. Cut the refrigeration lines, cut the electrical line, carry it away. Two guys stealing that for what? Probably copper. Maybe they get 20 or 30 bucks for it. What's it going to cost to fix it? $4,000. That's what they did to Sunny Skidmore. 90 years old, had both of her legs amputated above the knee. The only thing I can think of is Lucille. And those of you who have watched The Walking Dead know exactly what I'm talking about. Lucille. It's a Louisville slugger wrapped in barbed wire.
I'm going to get off here, guys. Make it a great day. See ya.
Thank you, Joe. That's the Sunny Skidmore update. It's an absolute outrage. And if you're not angry, something's wrong. We'll be right back.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Dr. Peter Glidden, million plus views on YouTube, will be hosting a one-time appearance Saturday, November 16th at the Hills Hotel in Laguna Hills, California. Call 714-920-9412 to register. This is a rare appearance of Dr. Glidden covering health issues and a recipe for healthy living. Don't miss this one-time event. Call 714-920-9412. Again, 714-920-9412.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, and I can see I've got some calls on the call screen, but I don't know who's calling. So, welcome. You're on air with Dr. Richard Allen Miller and me, Vin Finelli.
Vincent,
hello.
This is Robert in Kansas.
Hey.
Can you hear me? Hey.
Yeah, I can. Sure.
Dr. Miller was talking about the Matrix, and so he had some questions, and I wanted to call in and try to help him out. Basically what it is it is the deception used to control our consciousness. And one simple way to think of it is school. When you go to school, you're taught a certain set of facts, and that, then the controllers can use that deception to manipulate you later in the way you think. That's government.
Rick, any comments? Rick, any comments about that?
Well, yes, I can use all the help I can get. Well, but I'm calling the sheep black. I imagine what color I am. I know that I don't know, and I know that you don't know, and I know we don't know, and all of us thinking we can help each other when we can't even help ourselves is an illusion that needs to be addressed by each of us, including myself. And I know.
I think what Robert is saying is that we were told that the war of northern aggression was about slavery. I think that's the kind of thing that he's talking about, whereas it was not about slavery until Abraham Springsteen Lincoln figured out that he needed to make it about slavery toward the end of the War of Northern Aggression in order to have the North prevail. I think
each of us have our ideas on how to do it. And I'm going to suggest that there are as many different roads to Rome as there are human beings.
Robert in Kansas, I'm sorry, but we're going to have to go. I've got another call, and we only have like a minute left. Thank you for calling. Don't be a stranger. Feel free to call in anytime. Thank you, Robert.
Thanks, Vince. Mm-hmm.
Georgia, New Hampshire, welcome.
Hi, Vincent. Hi, Dr. Rick.
Hey.
Two quick things. One is, did David Paulides call you? Because I sent him a message with your personal telephone number, and I didn't want to take a chance of trying to call you at night.
No.
I just want you to know I did what I said I'd do. The other thing I was going to say, you know, and I know, is you see things shaping up. When it hits, it's been hitting us by degrees. Now, it's either going to strengthen us or it's going to weaken us. And wherever you are when that thing hits, all your life choices, moment to moment to moment, is going to ultimately lead up to your destination and your, your karma, if for want of a better word. So like I say, I can see what's coming down the pike, and no matter what suffering you're going through, you, Dr. Rick, Vin, all of the inconveniences, what we're seeing, if we handle it the right way, I'm going to recommend something. It's free, antidoteforall.com. You just sit quietly, and it's like it'll clear your mind in ways that it's very simple. And like I say, but you have to prepare yourself mentally, physically, and spiritually. You have to. Otherwise, you're going to come to, an ending that you may not like.
Rick, any comments?
No, he's absolutely correct. I understand precisely what he's suggesting. That's why training the mind is so critical, and why all saints in history have said that. All
Rick, I've got a question for you that while George is on, George may want to hear the answer to this. The orientation of one's bed where one sleeps at night, north and south, east and west, does it make a difference?
I have heard that if you sleep in the northern direction, I heard that babies will naturally try to align their bodies northward. What do you think, Dr. Rick?
I agree with all of that. There are forces that we subconsciously acknowledge but really have not yet articulated because they have not any kind of word to describe it.
Yes. In the bedroom at the farmhouse where Mrs. Finelli and I sleep, we had it oriented east and west for a short time. I didn't like it at all. And I moved it into another room, and the headboard is north. The footboard is south. And we sleep all night. And we'd wake up in the middle of the night, and we didn't know why. We didn't like it, but just changing the orientation seemed to change the sleep pattern. And is that what you're saying, George?
Yeah, and try not to put your headboard up against a plug where you have an electricity generator, because that's going to affect things.
Absolutely. Rick, any final comments?
You both have pointed out very important things. Thank you.
Thank you, too.
Dr. Richard L. Miller, thank you so much. George in New Hampshire. Thank you very much. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.